Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Let me ask you this quickly before we get back into this, because the question on the table right now is how long is the leash for Gabriel? We're going to get to that in a second. Do you think it's an unfair advantage that Minnesota's been in Europe for a week already? Because they played last week against the Steelers and didn't change time zones?
I don't think so. Because you're still playing, you know, off of your body clock, you're still playing. Well, maybe not. I don't know. I have no idea if it's an unfair advantage, Andy. I know that's the worst answer you could possibly have in radio. I have no idea. I'd like to see at the end how this ends up going and then maybe answer. I mean, if the Browns win this game, I think we have an answer. If, you know, if one team looks lethargic and the other team looks like it's cooking, then I think we have an answer. I know they want to put a team in London. I know they're using this as a test balloon to put a team in London to see how this goes.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it'd be unfair just with the time difference and the fact that you've been in the same place the whole time and haven't had to hop on a flight and fly for 6 hours, but... Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I think it's just I'm interested to see the fatigue for both teams going into the fourth quarter because of the travel, if it's real or not.
Well,
and you probably shouldn't be able to see it, but if it does rear its ugly head, it'll tell you exactly what's going on.
I've always found, and this is where you sound like such a stuck-up jerk. I've been lucky enough to go to Europe a couple times.
Oh. Wow.
I have always found that flying over there isn't as bad as coming back.
I don't think it's bad either way, I'll be honest with you. I didn't have trouble with it.
Coming back is just death for me. Like, I am insomniac and all of that kind of stuff coming back. Going there, and I wonder if it's maybe adrenaline-based, going there, you kind of crash and then you're okay. So I wonder if next week in Pittsburgh might be what we look at, or especially for Minnesota. Next week, whomever they face, that's the one we should keep an eye on.
But there's one little difference here, okay? The difference is you traveling to Europe is a lot different than a professional sports team.
That is correct.
So, like, the things that tend to tire you out are, I mean, let's be honest, I mean, other than the flight itself,
they probably,
is the waiting in line, the TSA, you know, customs in this scenario.
Well, they're in a position where they could sleep on a plane and actually like get into a pod and sleep on a plane, where we are on essentially sitting on those old multi-purpose room folding chairs that they decide to put some cloth over.
What airline are you flying?
The cheapest one that gets me there and back. I know. I work in radio.
All right. I'm going to ask you this question in a second. I'm going to take one phone call. I want you to ponder this for a second. How long is the leash for Gabriel? I'm taking one phone call. Jeffrey in Cleveland. Go ahead, Jeffrey.
Yeah, the leash is not that long, bro.
It's not that long.
I got a message for you.
For who?
I want you to tell Cam. Tell Shadur to start warming up, because I know Shadur Gabriel, I like Gabriel.
Jeff, you didn't hang on a second. Sure. Jeffrey, you didn't just say I misspeak there in the beginning. You want me to tell my boss, and then you said Phelps. Is that what you were thinking?
It's for Kev. Kev. I want Kev to tell Shadur to start warming up.
Oh, Kevin.
Shadur does his best work when the lights is bright, like the NFL. I think he does his best work when the lights is bright. I like Gabriel, too, but I think Shadur does his best work when the lights is bright.
That's what he said. Thank you. What do you think?
I mean, the lights got pretty bright, and then he proceeded to try to run out of the back of the pocket like he was Michael Vick in his prime, and didn't move like Michael Vick in his prime. I am not trying to trash Shadur Sanders. I think he's a project. I really think that he is a project. And as long as he is putting the work in and as long as he's continuing to develop and he's realizing that some of the things that he did in college cannot happen in the NFL because nobody on the other side of the huddle is going to become a doctor or a lawyer or an accountant or an architect or an art history major. Nobody in the NFL is falling under that category who's going up against him. So the things that you kind of got away with at Colorado and at Jackson State, you can't get away with in the NFL. Shadur Sanders is a project. I hope the project pays off because there's a lot of guys who've sat for a year that were projects who've turned into really good quarterbacks. See Mahomes, Patrick. See Love, Jordan. Like, I hope that is where we are with Shadur Sanders. But I want to make sure he has enough time to realize some of the bad habits need to go. I think Shadur Sanders cannot play or anything like that. I just think he needs time.
I find Sanders' numbers extremely interesting in college. I think he was one in seven against top 25 teams when he had the opportunity to play against those guys. 1-7 against top 25 opponents in his two seasons at Colorado. Okay. But then you go back and look at his numbers. These are all Colorado numbers. I'm not looking at Jacksonville State, right? I mean, threw for 510 against TCU. He threw for 510 in his very first game at Colorado. He threw for almost 400 against Nebraska. That was a win. His first three games were outstanding. Hmm? Colorado State, 348. And he only had one interception in those first three games. I look at all those numbers and I'm like, wow, man. But then again, he did a pretty good wide receiver too, didn't he?
Yeah.
But he still has to get on the ball. So I'm not taking anything away from
Travis Hunter got you pretty far.
Yeah. He had one game under 200 yards in his career? Just one? I'm intrigued. I'm just really intrigued by him.
Colt,
I don't know if
Brennan
good or bad.
Led the league in passing yards at one point. Timmy Chang had the all-time record in college passing yards.
What about the guy who's starting for us this week?
Dylan Gabriel has a lot of those records now.
Yeah, so
some of that is, you know, the Tommy Boy Tom Callahan plan, but, you know.
Huh. All right. Here's the question.
Okay.
How long is the leash?
Pending injury.
For Mr. Gabriel.
Pending injury. I believe as long as he is running a competent and coherent offense, he will continue to be out there. If it starts turning into a sack fest, if it starts turning into the Joe Flacco interception fest, and he's missing guys on the field, and the defense is playing well enough, and the offense is just continuing to be blah, that's where it goes from there. If you want me to put an amount of games on it, I can't. It's going to have to be what your eyeballs and the tape tell you. I think that's how they're going to judge us. Again, removing injury.
He's got till the bye week.
Wow.
Look how it plays out. I mean,
really?
Minnesota, Pittsburgh on a short week. Yeah, because you have two quarterbacks you want to see. I'm sorry. I there's a part of me that thinks they want to see Sanders. I don't know if they're giving him the opportunity in practice, but what do they have to lose? They're 1-3 right now. Give him the next four. Give him the next four games. Minnesota, Pittsburgh, Miami, New England. This is tough. First two games are tough. Especially on a quick turn. Miami should be a little bit less.
Yeah.
New England should be a little bit less.
That's a sinking ship in Miami.
Come back. Give Sanders the Jets. Baltimore will be a true test. Vegas, San Francisco. Then see where you're at on December 7th. Bailey Zappi, Tennessee, Chicago, Buffalo.
What are you doing?
I'm just, I look. Just,
this is like the agent of chaos.
Here's what he has to do. He's got to get to 21 points.
Yeah.
He's got to get to over 240 passing. Yeah. I mean, if that happens, they're not walking away from him.
Of course.
If he can get, and I'm half joking about the bye week, but I'm half not joking. Here's a great four-game test for him against all kinds of different teams. You're 1-3. Anybody think you're going to the playoffs? Raise your hand. I'll wait. You're 1-3.
I'm sure there's a couple out there who still think they can.
I heard them on the morning show. They were rhythmically chanting.
Yes, yelling, one would say.
So the leash will be as long as he makes it. That's where we're going to go with this thing.
Agree completely. That so is that's a great really the answer. The leash is as long as he makes it. It needs to be a competent offense. It needs to be an offense that scores points. It needs to be an offense that moves. It can't be an offense that is stuck in the mud, missing receivers, and not playing to its capabilities.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And some of that is going to rely on play calling. Kevin Stefanski going, you see Quinshon Judkins back there? Hand him the ball. You see Dylan Sampson back there? Hit him on a couple rollouts every so often.
The plays that are going to keep his job are the ones that give him the opportunity, and I'm just saying this based on what we've seen from Kevin Stefanski and the offense he likes to see, the plays that allow the team to see another down. Every time he throws the ball out of bounds, when it looks like he's going to get sacked. Every time he's in trouble, making a smart play, just eating the ball when he needs to do that. Those are the plays that are going to extend his career with the Browns. I mean, everyone wants to talk for the, well, the height doesn't matter. Okay, height doesn't matter. But his decision-making will, and it's going to be the make-or-break thing for him in this scenario. I also think he is in a really, really bad spot. I'll explain that coming up in a bit. I'll take one. You know what? I'm going to explain it now. I'll take the phone calls here in a second. What if the Browns would have just drafted him and not Shedeur Sanders? Do you not think the city would embrace that right now? They'd be like, oh, here we go.
Yes, but I think...
Here we go. The guy we drafted, we're going to get to see what he looks like. Oh, Gabriel, all right, man, the kid from Oregon. He's going to be out there and he's going to... All right, I like it. I like it. Blackstone didn't do enough, so I like it. But when they decided they were going to draft Shadur, they put that kid in a horrible spot.
I don't think you would have totally had everybody all in because everybody, the last thing they remember of Dylan Gabriel is Ohio State rolling him in the Rose Bowl. I think you would always
I remember
have
them beating Ohio State at Oregon, so I remember that too. True Ohio State fans remember that stuff.
Well, of course, but your casual Ohio State fans who are paying attention to the Browns, you go, oh, Buckeyes rolled him. Why the hell did we have him by here? He's got stuck. Like you would have that in a minute. You would have people calling up with that idea.
He played like you want to talk about the win over Ohio State for him was a Kevin Stefanski win. He did what he needed to do
exactly
to get the Ducks over Ohio State last year. That's a Kevin Stefanski game right there.
Mm-hmm. That's a great way to put it. That is a very good way to put it. Follow your game plan. Do what you need to do to get over the hump. Don't try to be a hero because you don't have to be. Like, that's how Kevin Stefanski wants to play. I am 100% with you there. And on the Shadur thing, I mean, we scream forever. Hey, follow your board. They looked at their board. Their board had Shadur Sanders as the best player left in that draft.
So the board put this kid in a really bad spot. Now, yes, does he want to change it? He's got every opportunity in the world sitting there right in front of him right now.
Yes, he does.
Go out and silence your critics on your height. Silence your critics on where you played college football. Silence your critics on being drafted too high. I don't know. Or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all there in front of him. What is he going to do against one of the nastiest, stingiest defenses in the NFL? How long is that leash? We're sitting here trying to figure out the Browns and its quarterback. And yes, I get it. We talk about it all the time. And it is interesting that it's even food for thought that Dylan Gabriel goes in for his first start. And we're already thinking, how long is the leash? Because that was the first thing you said to me. And I was like, are you serious? This kid's first start. Why are we really going to ponder that? And then the more I thought about it, I'm like, you know what? The city is thinking that already. So let's not run away from what the obvious topic is.
We know the situation. We know, and I know people are going to get grumpy about this. We know he's a third-round pick. We know the organization liked him enough to draft him in that spot. We know that every draft Nick went, ooh, Dylan Gabriel in the third round. Oh, that's a little high. We know that part of it. We also know that the deep down in places that some people don't want to talk about, we know the goal of the season is to find out if the quarterback of the future is either A, on the roster, or B, sitting in the 2026 draft. You knew that was the goal the minute they traded down from number two. So that is why we're all looking at this and thinking, okay, let's see what Dylan Gabriel can do. And how long is the leash on Dylan Gabriel if he struggles? I think it's just logical.
I think you're right. I mean, I look at this thing and I think he has all the opportunity in the world. What's he going to do with it? It all starts on Sunday. We'll figure it out. He's got this start for sure. And then we'll see what happens. Take one start and make yourself so useful that they can't turn away from you.
And I think no matter what happens, man, I bet you he's on the roster next year too. Dylan Gabriel.
Oh, I would think he could be the backup on this team for a long
time.
I don't think there's any question.
Absolutely.
Speaking of questions, you put it out there. You said, we don't expect when you're done. What was it? You said, you're playing against guys. When you're playing in the NFL, you're not playing against guys that are what?
Lawyers, doctors, architects, art history majors.
And, of course, DL, my buddy, says Brian Sipe became an architect. Simon Fraser, I don't know if you remember him, played for Ohio State.
Oh, good for them.
Remember him? Doctor down in Columbus.
Dave, good for him. Congratulations.
Dave Mays, the backup. Wasn't he a dentist?
Good for him.
There you go. I'm just saying. So, see, that's where it goes.
Good for all of them. Notice how they did that after they got done playing.
Well, I think Simon was still going to school.
Notice how they did that after they got done playing.
Dominic Cleveland. What's up?
What's happening, Dominic?
First, I'd like to say don't discount NFL players as just being nothing. Like you said, a lot of them are doctors, real estate agents, lawyers, all those things.
Dominic, that is not meant to trash NFL players in any way, shape, or form. That was not meant to be like, but it's when you're in the league, your job is football. That's more the thing that I'm trying to say.
Now it is.
Primary focus is football.
I mean, the last couple of generations has been because they didn't have to have regular jobs in the offseason.
Correct.
And they also didn't have to go to training camp to actually get into shape.
Correct. They weren't as competent. You were 100% right. Thank you, Dominic. I appreciate you bringing that up.
There you go. Keep him in his place. That's what I say, Dominic. Good job.
What I really want to say, though, is I think we have both our quarterbacks, our starter and our backup, and they're both the rookies. I didn't want to see either of them have to play this year because I really wanted them to develop, to learn to get the meetings on time, you know, develop leadership by not being a starter with the team camaraderie, do things like make the plane on time, make the bus trips on time, all of that before they actually had to play. I think Dylan will be out there as long as we're still in contention for the division because right now our division is still wide open. So I think he's there. I'd rather let Shadur sit. I'm a Shadur fan, but I'd rather let him sit and develop and let us see what we have in both of them either later in the season or next year. But I think Dylan's going to be out there for a while. I like what he brings to the table. Right now, I'm not pro-Dylan or pro-Shadur. I'm pro-Cleveland Browns. Let's get some wins.
There you go. I like it. Absolutely. Good job, Dominic. All right, I like that. I agree. I like when we get phone calls at Eikens. We're like, yeah, I like what he's saying. I see where he's going with this. Yep, that makes sense. Good job. Cleveland's in Cleveland.
What's happening, Cleveland?
Hey, good morning, guys. You guys have a great show.
Thank you. You have a great name.
Yes. Yeah, thanks. It's stuck with me now for 70 years. And I just wanted to say that I'm so happy for being a Cleveland fan because they keep me exciting in whatever they do as far as sports is concerned. And I'm able to have good feelings like with the Guardians. They didn't go any further, but it was so exciting.
Yeah.
And it's so exciting for what the Browns are trying to do. And I think that Gabriel's going to do well. I wanted to wait to put him in, maybe in the Miami game or something. But it's okay because I think that all the rookies are showing up like they're pretty good. And I don't think that he's going to be any different, and I'll let you guys go with that.
All right, thank you. You're sitting on two rookie quarterbacks right now. One's about to, he's about to get baptized, right? We're going to see what's going to happen on Sunday. So it's going to be interesting. I don't have great expectations for the offense, but I will tell you this, this town will go ballistically excited if he can get us to 21 points.
Heck yeah.
I mean, and that's how low the bar is. That's the hard part of this whole thing. Get to 20 or 21 points, and you've now raised the bar on one of the worst scoring teams in the NFL, at least for the last two seasons. It's hard, man. It's hard being a Browns fan. Greg is in California. Greg, what's going on in Cali? 9:30 in the morning.
At 9:30, and this is truly the west side over here in California.
Like that.
I wanted to say first, this first 6 weeks of the season, the NFL has no mercy for the Browns. First of all, we get the Green Bay Packers off a mini bye.
Right? Yeah. You
know, yep. I mean, secondly, Minnesota's over there for 2 weeks, and they get two quote-unquote road games. We have to sacrifice the home game this week. And the third thing coming up, all in the 6 weeks, this is all in April when they released the schedule. Nobody really talked about it either. When's the last time a team went to Europe and did not?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get their bye the next week, but has to go to their arch rival's home in Pittsburgh the week after. There's no rest period. I mean, does the NFL is setting up the Browns for failure? I mean, it's bad enough we're Browns fans, and I'm out here in California on an island by myself. It's just, it's cool. I mean, can they catch a break? And thank God the Guardians did what they did. Training camp starting with the Cavs, because I need something to balance out this Browns team, because if they had to go Browns all September with no baseball, I don't know what I would have done. So thank you, Guardians, and come on basketball season.
All right. Thank you, Greg. I agree. The NFL did them zero favors, and the game that scares me the most is Pittsburgh next week. And I said that when the schedule came out, we were playing the stupid schedule game. I said that is a recipe for unbelievable disaster.
Would you have wanted?
And by the way, you're not flying over there. You're bussing over there, right? You're bussing over to Pittsburgh. It's like you're bussing over to Detroit because they're close.
I don't know if I wanted my bye in week six though. That's the only thing. Is like it seems very, very early to have a bye there. Like there's a couple teams on a bye this week. This is the first week of byes in the NFL. Week five is really early to have a week off. Like, you kind of want that week off to be where the Browns is, end of October, beginning of November, somewhere in the midway point of the season that you have a ton of tape to assess. And if you do decide you want to make a change at any level, you've got time to implement that change. So, yes, it stinks. You got to fly across and deal with jet lag and all of that kind of stuff. But I feel like I really like where the Browns' bye is. Like, I don't know, man.
These guys are professional athletes. Like, I think the jet lag stuff's overrated. I do. I mean, when they play, it's 1 o'clock there. It's a 1 o'clock kick there. So their morning is still their morning. You know, you're on a plane for a couple hours. You're on a plane. I just think we make way too much of a big deal about this. Your job is professional football player. Does anyone complain about...
No, Andy, as you've told me, your job is doctor, architect,
well,
all
that's
that.
Just a few, yes. Rodney, Cleveland. Rodney, what's up, Rodney? Man? How are you?
Hey, I'm good, man. How you going, man? Man, what's going on with y'all, man? Y'all good?
We're doing well.
The two of us? We're strong.
I'm doing well.
It's good.
Okay. No, Baskin, you good. No. I called in a week ago, and I spoke with many in the Phelps, and I said if they bitch Flacco, when they have to make that 21-day window decision on Watson, somebody got to get cut. And Minigan, you came back to the hotel. They'll put Watson on the practice squad. How?
Rodney, let me push back a smidge on that one, if you don't mind.
They don't have to. That's one thing, but go ahead.
I was trying to figure out if they could put him on the practice squad or not.
Okay,
I don't know if they can. I still don't know because I can't get a straight answer.
No, you have to wave him first before he can get there. So, and then Phelps went.
Although, wait a second. I thought there's two guys.
Yeah, because there's two guys you can designate, because that's how they, I think that's how they got Flacco on there as well. So that's my only thing, Rodney, is I know I didn't say it that definitive because I don't know, and I wouldn't put my foot in my mouth that far. That I can tell you with certainty.
Okay, and then Phelps said that, well, if they wave Flacco, they're going to need a veteran presence. Well, if Watson played 13 years, and so I'm like, well, there's your veteran presence, and there's no way you can put him on the practice squad. You have to waive him first, and a team would have to make a claim. If they don't, then he can go on the practice squad.
Okay, so, but do you think anybody would put a claim on Deshaun Watson with that contract and take it off your hands?
Well, you
it
know
would
what?
Kill us cap-wise, wouldn't it, too, no, right now?
Well, okay, well, it's tricky with that because they wouldn't have to take on the full obligation of the contract, but they would have to take on a big portion of it. But the Browns will still lose. And you're only paying Flacco $4 million. So why? And if there's no commitment to him. You waive Flacco, activate Watson, and keep the two rookies that wanted to and keep him at an emergency.
All right, Roddy, thank you. I appreciate it. So as a part of that rule, the designation – you can elevate players, and this is how they did it with Flacco the first time around. Teams can temporarily elevate two practice squad players to the 53-man roster to play in a game. A player can only be elevated for a maximum of 3 games. Remember, they did that for 3 games. As I remember losing my mind, I'm like, why would they put him on the practice squad in the beginning? It didn't make sense. Before needing to be placed on the active roster to continue playing. A practice squad player is free to sign with an active roster of another team, but cannot sign with another team's practice squad. You got to get waived first before you can do that. Mm-hmm. Feel better?
Yes, and I think Deshaun Watson would clear waivers.
I think he would, too.
I think he would clear waivers.
I don't think anybody's picking him. Yep, yeah, good point. Heat's got a new gig for me. Dude, I think I'm out of here. I'm getting elevated. He's pumped. He's pumped. He's ready. Keith, do I have a future? You just talking to his mic. Who cares? Or talking to any one of these mics. So he sits back there and listens. I'm going to be honest with you. I feel really bad for
fearless
you.
Leader.
Yeah, I'm about to put this up on our social media.
Yes.
And I would not be surprised if it breaks the internet.
You think it's going to break the internet?
I mean,
my rap?
We've had other people rap on this station before, listen to the morning show at the end of it.
Yes.
Not them. It's other hosts that on the network. This by far blows it out of the water.
Killing it?
This might be put on a track. Somebody might be calling us here in a couple hours to put this on a track.
Is it going
to
be on the YouTube channel? Sorry.
It'll be up on our social media.
Oh, okay.
I will put it up on Instagram. I'll put it up on Twitter.
I thought it was straight riff, man. Like, I felt
well,
like...
Well, I will put a poll below for people to grade it.
Like Eminem at one point there. My palms are sweaty. Mom's spaghetti. I was all right there. I was ready.
You had one earlier this week, too, I noticed. I don't think anybody else really noticed
on
this.
On Monday?
He's expanding his repertoire.
You might have had one with Lima earlier this week. You mentioned one, and I definitely noticed. I don't know how many other people did. You threw in some lyrics to a song.
I wonder what it was. It must have been an old song.
Obviously, no. It was somewhat like something your kids would listen to for sure. That you got from your kids.
Well, like you mean like one of the so normally I do like 6-7 raps a day. Isn't that kind of weird?
You do that many, huh?
6-7. That's kind of where I am.
My son has picked that up, by the way.
I don't get it. I don't understand
it. It is ridiculous. So we were just talking about it in a meeting.
Are you into
it?
I don't understand.
And every kid has been doing this, and my son's not even 5 years old, and he came home from hanging out with some of his older friends and started doing it the other day. I'm like, what is this?
So the first time I heard it, I like immediately went to Google. I'm like, is this something dirty, or what's going on with this? And it's all not, but... I'm telling you,
he's doing the hand motions too with it. You know how you're at the.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You got to do the hand motions.
Yep. Oh, what are the hand motions?
You just bounce your hands back and forth, basically.
That's it? You got to do that? Yeah. There's got to be something more to it. There's no way.
Now they're starting with other numbers. There's other numbers getting picked up now, too.
I don't understand. I just didn't get it. And so I was walking.
I could be dead wrong on this. I think they're just doing it to annoy other people because they know it's
annoying. Because it's so random.
Yeah. Wouldn't shock me.
But it's not the worst from way to go. A TikTok. Somebody started that on TikTok.
Well, I've seen teachers do it with their whole class, like on Instagram.
We have 4 minutes. If you get it, please explain it to me because I don't. But I do know that I walked into, Tropical Storm was in high school. I was at his high school, right? So I was sitting around. He's walking out of the room now. I'm telling the rest of the story. And there were like eight, I hate to say it, there were 6 or 7 guys standing in a circle with him, Dan. And so all of a sudden, And it just, in the middle of a sentence, I was like, yeah, I hope I see you guys for practice a little bit later, you know, coming up next month. I don't know. At least 6-7 of you.
Oh, goodness.
And then they all just started laughing. And I knew exactly what I did, but I just didn't get it. Like, I just don't get it.
I'm still trying. I'm trying to figure this out. It's that whole thing of I'm old. I know I'm old, and we're not going to change exactly what we are. We just want to make sure that if somebody says some of this stuff to us, we can half understand what the hell's going on.
But then, so my question now, because I'm in that old, irritating kind of stage. Mm-hmm. I should have one of my kids call in right now, but they're both in school. So
good move.
It's just like, although no, actually, one's working, one's in school. But it's like, there's an age, like, first of all, I think your kids look at you like you're the cool parents. You're hoping that they are, and that you want to think that you're the cool parents, and then all of a sudden you become the annoying parents. But then I think if you're doing things right, you're the annoying parents to your own kids, and the other kids think you're the cool parents. You're good there. And then I just think you're parents, and so then you just totally suck. And then you hit this next phase, which I don't want to be the grandparent phase, mm-hmm. but it's like, do you ever notice that? It's like, oh man. I love his grandfather. I love his grandma. And you're like, what am I doing here?
Well, the other side, like, this, of that.
They didn't give you a book when that kid popped out into the world, did they? Nope. Either one. No books.
Nope. You're doing the best you can with what you have.
Aunt, uncle, best thing ever, man.
Darn right.
You can keep going.
All love right. Every last bit of it.
You want to do two keys in a lock? We need to get back to business here. Quit derailing the show.
Sure.
Matt, are you ready to do two keys in a lock?
Never been more ready.
Oh, man. Feel it. Feel the energy. All right, here we go. Ready? Ladies and gentlemen, Baskin and Phelps presents Two Keys in a Lock. Yes, it's your peek into this week's game against the Minnesota Vikings, a 9:30 a.m. kickoff in, what is it, Tottenham Hotspur Football Stadium, right?
Tottenham Hotspur. And it's Tottenham, not Tottenham.
What did I say?
Tottenham. Oh, you did well. I'm just correcting it, make sure everybody knows it's Tottenham.
All right,
used
Matt.
Used to be called White Hart Lane. It was a great name.
Matt, I'm wearing my Corrali hat right now. I need a good answer for you. Keep going. Give me key number one.
Key number one, he's got to run the football. I mean, you need to get Quinshon Judkins going, especially it'll set up the pass and it'll help out Dylan Gabriel in his first start, because I feel like over the last couple weeks, we've seen Judkins get, I don't know, like 6 or 7 carries a game. So, and we've seen glimmers of what he can do. And I feel like that's definitely something that needs to happen out at Hotspur Stadium come Sunday. Key number two?
What are you doing? Sorry,
he's doing his best. Simmer down.
It
happens.
Dan Menigan, key number one.
The man hit on what my key number one is. You got a rookie quarterback at the helm, the best friend of a rookie quarterback, as every offensive lineman has ever told us. Run the ball. Run the ball. I would turn around and hand it to Quinshon Judkins at least 20 times in this game. I would make sure Dylan Sampson got his fair share of carries as well. Run the ball. Help your rookie quarterback. Get him comfortable. That way your play-action game opens up a lot. That's key number one.
Key number one, and you brought up a good point. Could this be Dylan squared this week? Could we see the Dylans do damage to this Minnesota defense? I highly think that's going to happen. But as long as he can stay alive and get... So the key here, key number one, is I need 14 points from Gabriel. I need 2 touchdowns and 2 extra points, because I believe that within key number one, to get to 21 points, for this team to have the opportunity to win, the defense must score, or at least put the ball inside the 5-yard line. They must score. Scoop and score, pick 6, whatever it takes. That is my key number one. Key number two. Now you can get in the groove. Matt, are you with it? You see the music change?
Yeah, I was going to say, I heard the music. I get it.
Now you get it.
Around the horn, right.
Yeah.
Key number two, the defense guys needs to get to the backfield. I think it's going to start up front defensively for this group. And with this grid of a defense, you got to pressure these guys, especially the guys. The Vikings are having 3 backups start on the offensive line. So you got to get to their running game. You got to get to Carson Wentz, because the Vikings have a lot of weapons in the wide receiver room there in Minnesota. So as long as you can get to the backfield, I think you're going to have a lot of success, and you're going to have a game that is going to be close come the second half, because we've seen it twice now where it's been close first halves and then blowouts come the third and fourth quarters.
Dan Menigan.
Key number two for me is very similar to what Matt Corrali said there, except mine is going to be directed right down the middle. Key number two is going to be Garrett, and it is going to be the defensive tackles. Why? Because the offensive line of the Vikings is banged up, and Carson Wentz is not good when he has to improvise. Carson Wentz is not good when he's off schedule. So if you start getting pressure in his face, he will throw the ball up for you to pick it off. See Mason Graham. See Malik Collins has been able to do. Shelby Harris. Those guys need to have a massive impact. That's key number two.
Oh, you had to do that, didn't you? You had to do that because my key number two followed right along the line of your key number two. And that is Carson Wentz doing his best Joe Flacco impersonation by throwing the ball to the other team. And I thought Wentz had kind of maybe turned the corner a little bit last week against Pittsburgh, but what happened at the end of the game? Boom. Right? Ends up throwing it to the wrong team. So we'll see how Carson Wentz does, because I think if the Browns can put pressure on him, I think, like he already has once this year, he could throw at least two interceptions, and that would bring you back to my key number one, a pick six, or perhaps a scoop and score. Ladies and gentlemen, we reached the most important part of Two Keys and a Lock, and that is the lock. Matt, pressure's on.
All right, well, I didn't view this as necessarily a sexy lock, for lack of a better term, but the offense, guys, hasn't reached 20 yet, so it might be one. Who knows? Dylan Gabriel in his first game will throw a touchdown. Now, there's been a lot, like, it's kind of like kind of a given, like, come on, really? But Jane Daniels in his first NFL start didn't throw a touchdown, along with Michael Vick, just a couple of players to, you know, ramble off that haven't done that. So I think he'll get it done. He'll get that one out of the way pretty quickly, especially if, again, they set up the run game with Judkins and Sampson and whoever's there in the backfield for Cleveland.
Dan Menigan.
Quinshon Judkins, 25 touches, 125 yards, and two touchdowns. That's your lock. He's going to have himself a day. Quinshon Judkins is about to have himself a day. This Vikings defense is not good against the run. Again, 28th DVOA, according to our buddy Aaron Schatz, formerly of Football Outsiders, now with the Pro Football Network. But this is a bad run defense. You have a good running back, the ball will be in his hands.
I'm torn. I really want to do a bizarre lock. I would never bet on this. I'm not a betting man for the most part, though. Do you want me to go out on a limb, or should I do a rock-solid lock? You want a rock-solid lock, or you want me to go out on a limb?
Well, let's label it. Here's your rock-solid lock.
My rock-solid lock is he will throw a touchdown pass to one of the tight ends. That is a rock-solid lock. Fannin and Joku will have one. Now, you want my...
Your long-shot lock.
My long-shot lock, which we never... Let's start doing this.
Long-shot lock, TM.
I'm telling you, we saw it in the preseason. We could see it again. If they do get a touchdown pass and they can get to 21 points, Gage Larvadan's going to find the end zone.
Whoa!
Larvadan. Well,
I like that as a long shot lock.
Yeah, that is my long shot lock. I think he's going to get an opportunity to play, too. I don't know. I mean, you're not going to not elevate him off the practice squad. Tillman's hurt. I thought they showed chemistry. Now, again, it was against guys that probably aren't playing football anymore, but I saw chemistry with those guys during the preseason. I think they can have that same kind of chemistry on Sunday. So that's my long shot lock.
I like that.
Larvadan. Do you want one? I got a minute here. I can give you got a long shot lock? Since you gave me the time to do it, I'll give you one.
I don't know if I have one. I didn't think that far ahead, but I like the idea of a long shot lock. I think that needs to be added in.
Matt, you got one? You got a long shot lock? Pick anything you want. I mean,
Let's go Shelby Harris scoop and score touchdown. Why not?
It's a good long shot lock.
I like
it's
that.
It's a good long shot lock. I can get behind that too.
Maybe off a blocked field goal. Who knows? He did it in week three. So, hey. We'll see.
Wow. That's a good one. How about Aiden Huntington? We're going to throw everything out. I mean,
okay, now we're really
No, that has to happen. Like no, that has to be at home, because it would be the headline would read.
Oh, with that well, oh, quick
yeah, that's a good call.
Break. Yeah. Huntington house call at Huntington Bank Field, you know.
Or earns his name or something like that.
Something along those lines,
You can bank on Huntington. Boom. Come
That's
on.
A good one.
Come on. I'm not here for the tryouts, baby.
Get the plane dealer on the phone.
Call the business. Get the commercial going.
All right. I am looking forward to tomorrow, as I do. I'm looking forward to tonight, high school first, because you know how I work my weekends, right? It's always high school. Then it's college. It's the Buckeyes tomorrow. We got a couple college football games tonight, too, as a matter of fact. But you know who's going to help us break down the Ohio State Buckeyes? You know, your friend and mine, Tim May, is next. Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.